This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. The Roster Report Podcast is presented by Sullivan Tire and Bridgestone Tires. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Sullivan Tire Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, September 28th, Gillette Stadium, and another Sullivan Tire Patriots.com Roster Report podcast here in the Subway Fresh broadcast studios. Paul Perillo alongside me, Andy Hart, and an interesting transaction this week, Paul Perillo, one that I don't think too many of us saw coming.
No.
And maybe not even Bill Belichick himself, but I will go in order of the releases. We like to go point by point from the PR department. So September 26th, Patriots signed defensive lineman Terrell McClain and released defensive lineman Marcus Forston, the undrafted free agent. Don't get too torn up over that. I think he may have a locker still in Gillette Stadium.
Marcus still has a future.
He does. And then I will read this one, and we'll get back to the analysis in a minute. But the Patriots released veteran tight end Kellen Winslow on September 27th. After a mere week with the team, four snaps of action, which according to some reports brought home 48,000 and change for him, playing four snaps. Not bad work if you can get at 12,000 a snap.
That's about what I earned.
Yes, and today, the latest release, Marcus Forston was brought back to the practice squad, and one of the coolest players that ever came through Foxborough was let go from the practice squad. Safety Chill Quarles. See what I did there? He's chill. He's cool. But the big move of the week.
Kyle.
I know. I call him Chill.
No, I know. I called him Chill and meant when we signed him.
The big news of the week is obviously, you okay? Is obviously Kellen Winslow. Bill Belichick spoke about it today at his press conference, his first press conference since the transaction, and said,
soldier.
He didn't say that. He said he met with Kellen yesterday, and after those discussions, he decided the best course was to release him for personal reasons. And that, you know, was the report initially. I think Adam Schefter was one of the first to have it, that he had requested his release and the team had obliged. The bottom line is he's no longer a Patriot as of this time.
Correct.
The Patriots have 52 players on the roster. I would guess they will fill that heading into the game against the Bills in Buffalo with a practice squad promotion before they make the trip on Saturday. But, Paul, what do you make of this? And we posed the idea on PFW in Progress that maybe he, you know, just can't do it. He's in too much pain and kind of did the honorable thing. I'm not just going to collect a paycheck. But we've also had reports from Jason Lockenfora that he's looking to play again this year and just looking for the right situation. So how do you kind of boil this all down?
You know, I don't know exactly.
And, okay, good.
And we did bring up a number of different scenarios that could be possibilities. We should probably add that Winslow himself tweeted out nothing but nice things about
yes.
the Patriots organization. I enjoyed his time, respected and wished everybody here, his teammates, former teammates and coaches, nothing but the best. So clearly it was an amicable parting of the ways.
Sure.
I don't know which of those reports that you just briefly mentioned is the right one. You know, Lockenfora said that he wants to play right away, looking for the right situation,
yep.
quote unquote. And Mike Lombardi said that he plans to continue his career, but probably next year.
Right.
I tend to believe the latter.
Makes more sense.
I have to think, if everything was so rosy, and Bill certainly was not in any way, shape, or form visibly upset by the conversation that he relayed to us today. Now, obviously, he didn't give us any of the details of that.
Sometimes I can't tell whether he's happy or upset.
But he didn't seem like he was really annoyed with the whole situation. And you know, and if it were just that he wanted out of here because he wanted to get somewhere that he thought was better for him, I'm not sure that he would have been able to hide his displeasure as
right.
well as he did.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying that's not the case, but that's just my guess.
Now, we kind of saw that, theoretically, at least from a viewpoint of just watching a guy walk, that Aaron Hernandez is progressing pretty well from his ankle injury. We go from a week ago, it was a boot, crutches, and the Ty Law push cart. This week, no boot, no crutches, no cart, and him walking without much of a noticeable limp across the locker room to go to the shower. You even joked with him that he looked like he's, you know, close to being ready to go, and he kind of had a coy little response. Could that play into this at all, that maybe he thought he was going to get, Winslow, I'm saying, even less of a chance to be a part of this team?
Yeah, I don't think so. I got a few tweets asking us that. I know you did as well because you were on the same ones.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
I don't think that there's a connection. I do think this was something that was separate, totally separate, with Winslow. I think for whatever reason, he wanted to get out of here, whether it was because of health reasons or something personal outside of football. Who knows?
Right.
You know, all we know
is it was personal. We know that.
Belichick said it was personal. What exactly the nature of that was, we don't know. But I don't think it had to do with Aaron Hernandez. Although I will say I am on board. Andy and I got a chance, as Andy mentioned, to sort of watch Aaron walk right toward us and sort of briefly, I don't know, maybe tease us a little bit with you know, how close he was or not. But I am definitely encouraged by one little walk through the locker room. I know we've been fooled by that many times before, probably most notably last year by Patrick Chung, when we saw him bouncing around and for all the world it looked like he was ready to come back, and he didn't. But I really was impressed with how fast he went from really not being able to walk very well at all to at the very least being able to fool us into thinking that he could walk without a limp, and it was pretty impressive. It was, you know, I think that you've been on it from the start, Andy. You kind of feel like Aaron is a quick healer.
Based just on last year,
based on last year's situation with his knee. Maybe we're going to see something like that again. Maybe instead of, 4 to 6 weeks, it's 2 to 4 weeks, which is a big difference.
A couple weeks.
Yeah, but, I mean, in the scope of a football season,
right,
2 weeks is a lot.
I did want to – it seems like a minor move, but I did want to touch on the Terrell McClain signing.
Yeah, you're
because
right
he's mildly interesting in that he is in his second season. He's 24, 6'2", 291, and that's not really the interesting part. But he was a third-round pick out of South Florida in 2011 with the Panthers and then went on to start 12 games, finishing the season with 19 tackles, a sack, and a fumble recovery, and then was released by the Panthers September 2nd, essentially, you know, just after final cuts. And that's curious, in my opinion, to have a guy that the potential A of a third-round pick, and then the guy went in and started 12 games as a rookie, for a guy like that to be on the street right away is kind of interesting to me. And, you know, the Patriots have had some injuries on the defensive line. Brandon Dedrick was injured. Now Kyle Love has sort of popped up on the injury report. But just from the perspective of McClain,
what to make of it?
What do you got?
What to make of it? That's another one, Andy. Flip the coin. But, you know,
heads.
I will say this, and I bring this up a lot when we talk about these kinds of things. Third-round picks, it's a very funny round in the NFL draft, and Bill Belichick has a long explanation of it. I'll sum it up as quickly as I can. Bill's thought is third-round picks are oftentimes guys with first-round talent that, for whatever reason, go in the third round. Now, he lists you off a litany of reasons.
Ryan Mallett.
Injury. Off-field issue,
questions,
maturity,
flags.
You know, there's a flag there that makes you say, yes, he has the talent, but does he have X? And that's what Bill Belichick feels the third round is littered with. This is a guy who was a third-round pick who started 12 games as a rookie and somehow was not in Carolina anymore. We looked and did some research on this. We couldn't really find anything. We talked to our fellow writers. They don't really have much more to add to this. I don't know why he is not a Carolina Panther anymore. But I like the idea of picking up a guy who was a third-round pick who was good enough to start 12 games as a rookie and figuring out what it is the problem, and then go from there.
Sure. And as we alluded to, the injury list is growing kind of as we get into the season, which I guess isn't really a surprise.
I'm a little concerned about that, Andy.
You're always concerned about
report.
Something.
Yeah, you're right. I am a little bit of a worrier.
The two guys who are out on this Friday edition of the injury report are Julian Edelman with the hand issue and Aaron Hernandez, who we talked about earlier. Even though he's out, I think he's progressing, so it'll be interesting to see what he gets to next week. But neither guy practiced this week. Moving down, also not practicing on Wednesday and Friday, but being practiced on the practice field in a limited participation on Thursday was Brandon Dedrick. He's questionable with the ankle injury. Justin Francis did not practice on either Wednesday or Thursday, but was back out there on Friday for limited participation. He's questionable. Logan Mankins did not practice all week. with the hip injury that popped up last week during the practice week, and he is questionable. I think he is probably the most concerning for most people, looking at the offensive line's performance through 3 weeks, looking at a Bills front that frankly has some talent with Kyle Williams, Marcel Darius, and obviously as you move to the outside, Mario Williams and Mark Anderson. Are you concerned at all about Logan Mankin's hip injury, A, in terms long term, but also any doubt that he'll be on the field on Sunday? Which I should say,
yes.
He worked out pregame last week, so it apparently was a game time decision last week.
Yeah, and I think he'll probably play only because of who he is. I will give him the benefit of the doubt.
It's not like it's an ACL or something.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
right.
Based on his past, I'm going to say he'll play, but I am very concerned about the situation. If it's causing him not to practice now on a regular basis, it's something to be worried about in, you know, the mobility. You know, if that's a hip problem, and we know he came off a torn ACL before we started this podcast, we were talking about how sometimes one injury can affect it, you know, or cause another.
Yeah, very common.
Yeah.
Not necessarily with athletes, common with everybody.
And I don't even know if it's the same hip, you know, the same leg or whatever,
yeah.
But I'm just, you know, maybe you're walking or running differently than you were, and all of a sudden you create another problem for yourself. This is something I'm very concerned about, not just in the short term, but in the long term.
Also, not very Bill Belichick-like and not very common in the Belichick era to have guys not practice and then play.
Especially the whole week.
Right. This is a 3-day did not practice, according to the practice report.
But do you agree with me that you expect to see him playing?
I do, because it's Logan Mankins.
That's what I'm saying.
Not too many other people. I mean, you'd have to go back to Joe Andruzzi, was on crutches early in a week, and then all of a sudden he's on
the
field.
Donald Thomas get the nod if Mankins can't go?
I would guess, unless he was so bad the last time, that it goes to Nick McDonald or somebody else.
Sure.
So it definitely worth watching. And the biggest name on the injury report, bolded because it's an addition today, was a hip injury, another one. This one for Rob Gronkowski, limited participation on Friday, questionable for his return to Western New York, where he's had a lot of success, 2 touchdowns in each of his previous 2 trips to his sort of home NFL city. What do you make of that, especially in light of Aaron Hernandez is already out and Kellen Winslow just quit?
Yeah, the ones that pop up in the middle of the week tell me that something happened in practice. And sometimes those can be the ones that are most concerning.
Sure.
You know? I don't know how, you know, obviously we don't have any idea what's the situation. I can only imagine that something happened today.
Mm-hmm.
To Rob Gronkowski. I can't imagine Friday is a heavy contact day, but you don't need contact to have a serious injury. We saw that with Darrell Revis.
Especially
last week.
It's wet and rainy here in Foxborough. The field turf, they practiced inside Gillette Stadium. Sometimes you can slip in a situation like that. That certainly could be responsible for a hip injury.
Yeah.
I mean, we're obviously speculating.
I have no idea what it says hip limited today, and he was added today, so that tells me that something happened today.
No question.
You know, Gronkowski, Hernandez is 2 very important parts of the offense. Not good.
A couple other new additions this week, or at least one other. Kyle Love has a knee injury. He was added on Thursday, limited participation each of the last 2 days. He is questionable. Obviously, in terms of important contributors, he's been a big one over the last year and a half, sort of the sidekick to Vince Wilfork there at defensive tackle.
Should be a big one on Sunday, too, with the way that Buffalo's been running the football.
Sure, sure, definitely. And then the rest of the injury report is a lot of the guys that have been on there. Alfonso Denard, hamstring, questionable. Nick McDonald, shoulder, questionable. Sterling Moore, knee, questionable. Shane Vereen, foot, questionable. Sebastian Vollmer, back, questionable. Flipping over to the Bills side, Ruvell Martin, the wide receiver, is out with an ankle injury.
Yeah, he missed last week's game as well.
Fred Jackson and C.J. Spiller are both limited participation this week, although Spiller didn't practice on Wednesday. They're both listed as questionable. Just coming out of Buffalo, sounds like Jackson will play, Spiller less likely, but I'm not sure of that either. And I said to you, with a shoulder injury, it's not like a knee, so maybe you can try to squeeze a few snaps out of him, try to hit a big play, you know, just try to take advantage of his playmaking ability just a couple times during the game, because he's averaging almost 10 yards a carry, been a force for them early in the season. And their last guy is Leotis McKelvin, who's now actually a backup for them with Gilmore in the starting lineup.
But he's a dangerous guy as a return man.
Yep.
Even though he's dealing with a groin injury.
He had a good week in terms of progression, went from did not practice to limited to full participation on Friday. He's probable for the game. But worth watching the injury report. Rob Gronkowski, as I said, Logan Mankins, 2 guys, certainly both with hip injuries to keep an eye on in pregame warmups. And you can do that via the Patriots.com pregame social, Dunkin' Donuts pregame social. Paul and I from 10:45 to 12:45, will be available to break down all the injury news, all the pregame hype in terms of what is actually a very big trip to Buffalo for the 1-2 New England Patriots. Have not lost three games in a row since 2002. Only Deion Branch and Tom Brady have ever lost two games in a row in this regime in a Patriots uniform. They'll try to avoid that fate on Sunday at Ralph Wilson Stadium. Until then, next Friday we will be back again with another Sullivan Tire Patriots.com roster report podcast. And as we learned with Kellen Winslow this week, you really never know what you're going to get on these Friday afternoon affairs. Peace out.
This has been the Sullivan Tire Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Bridgestone Tires, available in over 60 Sullivan Tire locations across New England. Visit SullivanTire.com/Bridgestone today.